This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Lots to get to here in hour number two. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. We'll get back into some of the Kristaps Porzingis reaction, as well as some Braves conversation as they take the first two from the Mets. Game three tonight, game four tomorrow, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
You know, I was thinking about this get-together thing later that we have after the show. Because I have Atlanta United duties as well.
Yeah, tonight. You got to host the pregame show tonight as Atlanta United gets set to take on the Columbus Crew.
And then I have to stick around for postgame where we will inevitably talk about some sort of terrible goal that was allowed and another road loss.
Yeah,
that's probably
they played
all,
okay,
all the
and then in the 87th minute, Miguel Almiron just
passed it to the other team.
Unexpectedly put one in the back of his own net.
So, separate of that, because I'm going to try and do like a drive-by.
Like a crime?
No, I'm pop in, pop out.
Oh, for the get together. Got it.
So what?
I thought you were telling us your premeditated. Yeah, good.
Premeditated exit.
Yeah, got it.
How long do I have to be here for?
For the meeting?
Yeah.
There's no one cares. Do whatever you want.
Okay.
In and out. Go, here's what.
Do I have a priority list of who I have to, like, hi to how many?
Or at least make sure, you have to make sure Rick Caffey sees you.
Yeah, that's the one.
And then can kind of sneak out, and then you're good.
Now, I don't feel bad.
Rick Caffey, for those who don't know, is all of our boss.
Big boss.
Wonderful, wonderful man. One of the best.
Sometimes I would feel bad about only being there a couple minutes, whatever. But, I mean, I won't feel bad because of what I have in store the rest of the day.
Yeah, and I think everybody understands. You're the Swiss Army Knife of 92.9 The Game.
Sure.
Plus, you got to get home and let Chipper out, I assume.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. And look, man, people are busy.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be doing midday parties at 2 o'clock.
You want to know what's even sadder? If I had originally said no to the kickball game.
Right.
Because, and this is like a thing that I've started doing now, I don't want to risk injury this close to Peachtree.
Right. Yeah,
and
right, of course.
Like, you know me, I'd get out there and like be sprinting bases.
Yeah.
I'd take it serious, as I would everything.
You wouldn't want to risk an injury on a kickball game with your coworkers.
So I turned it down.
Yeah, you gotta be smart.
Too close to Peachtree, man.
You gotta be smart. You really gotta
I was ready to risk injury.
Weigh the risks.
I was gonna go out there and dominate.
Yeah, I was just gonna play and not play hard.
No, I was making diving attempts and all that.
Yeah, I was going to go out there and have some fun. I assumed there was going to be beverages and probably going to have a couple of those and hang out with my coworkers. Hey, if you want to hang out with us, come see us on Friday. We'll be broadcasting from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, as you know, from 11 to 2. That is the time that our show is on. Come out for some food, some drinks, and some scenic views as we get you ready for another big sports weekend. That's Friday from 11 to 2. At Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. The Bucks announcing that they're going to wear their creamsicle jerseys in week 15. That's the Thursday night football game against the Atlanta Falcons. I can only hope the Falcons will also wear their throwback jerseys for that game as well, as the Falcons not only look better in the throwback jerseys, they also play better in them. They've got a great, I think they're 13-5 over the last however many seasons when they've worn those kind of old school 80s, 90s throwbacks.
Do you wear them on the road?
Do it. They should wear them on the road.
I mean, have they? Is that a thing?
Well, I think. I
feel like you normally would do it at home, right?
Well, the other thing is like, it's weird because so many teams are doing it now, and they're going to the ones that, in my opinion, that you want to see. Like, you want to see the Bucks wear the creamsicle uniforms. You want to see the Seahawks wear the silver helmet.
Right.
Like, royal blue shirts with silver pants. And it always looks weird if you're then playing against a team that's wearing modern uniforms. Like, when the Bucks wear the creamsicles and they play against, like, I don't know, the Jaguars or something. I know the Jaguars don't have throwback uniforms, but it's always weird if they're not both in throwback uniforms. So I hope that the Falcons do. Again, I think the Falcons should wear those uniforms every week for every game because I think they're a better option than any uniform they've ever had. But I understand why they don't.
Yeah, the uniform rules for a lot of sports are like very clearly fans prefer this. Why are we?
Yeah.
Why are we? Like, it definitely happens with some of the Hawks jerseys in the NBA.
Yeah.
It definitely happens with the throwback Falcons.
Definitely.
And they're like, no, man, three times. When, pick like, wisely.
And there's some organizations where it doesn't matter. Like, there's some basketball teams that have switched a number of different times, and it's like, yeah, you could wear those, or you could wear those. They're all kind of bad, like, whatever you want to do. With the Falcons, very clearly the option is better.
Yeah.
Like, and it's true in a lot of teams in the NFL. Like, the Patriots old uniforms with the
hiking Patriot?
The hiking Patriot.
I don't know. I'm sure that guy has a name.
He does have a name. I can't remember what it is. Like Patriot Pat or something.
I was
going
to say Pat too. So maybe it is
like,
Pat.
Something like that.
Touchdown Pat.
Clearly better. The Seahawks silver helmets are clearly better. I got to sell jerseys, so you got to switch them up every single year.
Now, I do enjoy the furor of
Pat Patriot.
Yeah.
We had it.
I saw him asking. I do enjoy the pure furor of
what does furor mean?
Like angerness.
Anger.
Yeah. When the Titans were the old Oilers bit.
I understand.
And then people are like, no, man.
I understand.
I know you do.
I understand.
You're wearing a Portland Trailblazer shirt today.
Yep.
And I'm like, if anyone will appreciate, like, that's not your colors more than you today, it's for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I will give the Thunder credit for one thing and one thing only, and it's not winning the NBA championship. It's never wearing Sonics throwbacks. They never had. Now, in the NBA, I did find out from a listener when I was doing the night show who had played for the Thunder's G League team that when he played for the Thunder's G League team in the preseason, they did wear Sonics throwbacks one time. So it did happen one time, but it never happened in the NBA. So I will give them credit for that and nothing else. All right, here's Aaron Rodgers talking about maybe this year will be it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL? Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that expects you to win.
I hope that's true. I hope it's his last year.
Why?
You know why.
We could say it together.
Yeah, because he's annoying.
You're tired of him.
Tired of him.
Good news. He also said that when he retires, you won't see him.
Wonderful.
You believe that?
No. I don't believe it at
me
all.
Me neither.
I think he loves the attention.
I don't know what line or industry he's going to get into.
Something weird. He's going to be saying some weird stuff into a microphone.
There's heavy possibility of like, yeah, podcast potentially. I think there's like weird infomercial potential.
What's he selling?
Cults. Like some sort of cult.
Like join my cult?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could see him getting into crypto.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? We could see him doing crypto.
For sure. I could see that.
If they can probably like try to legalize some of the stuff that he's into.
Which I'm fine with that.
I could see him being a leading face of that charge.
Yeah, like if his big push is to get like micro doses, like get more mushrooms in people's hands. All right.
Just like, look what it did for me.
It made me act a little weirder than before. But I'm maybe nicer, or am I? I don't know.
I think he would go with the world is clearer to me now than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go on that route.
I get what his pitch would be. I just feel like his future is talking into a mic. Certainly not like, he's no way is he going to be able to hold down a job with like NBC,
no,
NFL Network,
any of the
outlets that are going to be broadcasting games. He's going to be on some sort of like...
He could do a guided tour company.
Some sort of fringe podcast network. And he'll probably make a lot of money doing it. And just say his crazy ideas. Just like get like conspiracy theories with Aaron. And a lot of people will listen to it.
I'll be honest. I would pop in like 3 times a year to see what the latest ones are. Nah. Just to see.
I hope what he says is true. Deontay Johnson, who now plays for the Browns, believe it or not, said a couple of things. One thing he said was, quote, I checked out mentally before refusing to enter the game for the Ravens, which just lie about it. Like, say something else than that. He also said that he thinks Kenny Pickett is going to win the job and be their starting quarterback. Maybe.
Do you?
No.
Who do you think?
I think it'll either be Flacco or Shadur.
I just have the toughest...
Which is, like, ridiculous, because there's 4 of them, and I picked 2 of them. So, who do you think it's going to be? Dylan Gabriel?
No. I think it's Shadur.
Yeah.
And here's my argument. Yeah. And I don't know if Cleveland is, like, all gung-ho about the same argument I'm about to make.
I think it'll start as Flacco, and then it'll end up being Shadur as the season goes on.
But here's the question
I
have.
A more specific answer.
Here's the question I have.
Yeah.
Why even bother with Flacco? Like, do you really
He'll
think
probably
you're...
be better week one. He's probably more
better
ready
to what?
Than any of the other guys they have.
Do you think this is a team that's making a run at the playoffs?
Well, no, I don't.
That's where I start.
I don't think
so
that.
Then why are we even wasting time?
Right. Well, because, I mean, you can't do that. You know how the NFL is. They don't do that in the NFL. This isn't basketball. They're not just going to throw, you know, they're not going to lose intentionally. You got to put the best team out there every single Sunday.
I guess. Fine. I just...
Because there's guys in that locker room that are in their 11th season that are like, I see it in practice. You cannot put that guy out there.
Their 11th season, huh? Would that give them 10-5 rights?
Probably not
with the Browns.
Probably not with the Browns. Unless it's Joel Bitonio, who has somehow played for the Browns for over a decade.
Put him on the list.
So he's on the list. It's a throwback to a conversation we started the show with randomly, which you can rewind to hear on the Odyssey app if that piqued your interest. There's not very many guys in the NFL that have played for 10 years and played for the same team for 5. But it's more than you think. I will grant you that. Abe got me to come around on that one. It's more than you think. I didn't think there was 10 guys in the NFL that would check that box, and it seems that there may be.
And you didn't even let me count long snappers, punters, or kickers.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
Because
that's fair.
The only reason that it comes up in baseball is because if you're a 10-5 guy in baseball, like Marcelo Zuna is, then you have a built-in no-trade clause. You're allowed to veto any trade if you're a 10-5 guy in Major League Baseball. No one's trading a long snapper, so it would never come up if it happened in the NFL.
Do you know how good of a position you have to be in to be like, we have a weakness on this team that we need to address before the trade deadline?
Get me Harper LaBelle.
And it's long snapper.
Get me Harper LaBelle right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about what the Hawks did last night with Kristaps Porzingis. We'll get into a little Braves-Mets as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. And we'll get, again, as the NBA draft is tonight, Hawks with just the 13th pick now. They traded away among Terrence Mann and George Niang. They also traded away the 22nd pick in tonight's draft in order to acquire Kristaps Porzingis last night. Talked about it earlier. I doubt that they're done in terms of moving and shaking and acquiring and trying to build this roster out this offseason, but they will definitely add one more guy tonight. Well, I say definitely. Most likely add one more guy tonight. Who knows? They could trade out of the 13th pick and do some draft pick accumulating down the road if that's what they wanted to do, but I assume they'll pick 13th tonight, and we'll find out who that is together later on this evening. Couple things to mention Braves-wise, and then we'll get back into the Porzingis stuff. I saw this last night, and I saw Brandon Gowden just tweeted it out again. Ronald Acuna last night got on base twice, right?
Yes.
Two walks. Yeah. So now that's 14 straight games where he's reached base at least twice. That's the fourth longest streak in Braves franchise history. Rogers Hornsby did it 17 times back in 1928. Sure, my grandparents loved that for the Boston Braves. Deion Sanders did it 16 straight games in 94. Eddie Matthews did it 16 straight games in 62, 63. And now Ronald Acuna is at 14 games. So he's only three games away from tying the all-time franchise record. pretty incredible. Like, just add it to the list of things that he's done since he's gotten back. And last night, he didn't even get a hit. He was just able to get on base twice with a good eye.
Yeah, and I think pitchers are increasingly going to put him on, which I think is going to increasingly see him start to run a little bit more, too.
There are a couple different things about that that I thought of. That's an interesting idea, and I hope that that's true. Yeah. Like, we've seen it ever since we talked about it. I think he's had a stolen base every day this week since we were like, I don't know, he's probably not going to steal that much anymore. He's had a stolen, or at least I said that, he's had a stolen base in every game in this series so far. It's only two, but I have seen pitchers being a little bit more careful with him, given what he's done in the 30 games that he's played, which I understand he's destroying the baseball. But if, and I know Matt Olson's behind him yesterday and has been here and there, you said that's where he needs to stay. I agree with that. Somebody's got to be behind Ronald Acuna that makes it so pitchers can't just pitch around him.
Right.
Like, and it's crazy to say because he's batting leadoff. You would assume somebody 2-3-4 would be that guy, but it, you know, no one has really had a great year thus far. Olson's been really good lately. You got to make him pitch to him. Like, I love the idea of him getting on base and being able to steal bases and stuff like that. But the most damage he's going to be able to do is just how hard he can hit the baseball, oftentimes over the fence. But fun stat that he's been able to get on base twice in 14 straight games.
Well, the other thing is with Olson in the two hole and kind of a little uptick for Olson is we've seen pitchers pay more attention to Acuna when he's on first.
That's another thing that benefits Olson.
Right. Because now you're, again, every in baseball, that the margins are so small.
It
every
is funny, though. It's so funny how that little stuff obviously plays into it. And we talked at the beginning of the year before it started about maybe some of what went wrong for Olson last year. And it was like, we got to remember, 2 years ago, half the times he came up, Ronald Acuna was over there on first base tormenting the pitcher.
What a nightmare that guy was when he was dancing. When he was in his full,
dancing,
I'm feeling myself mode.
He stole 70 bases that year. So you take a little bit of your focus off Matt Olson. Meanwhile, Matt Olson hit 55 home runs that season. Like, all that stuff plays into each other. And like, I know that the reaction to that always is, no, you're a pro, you need to do your job. Well, yeah, but like, if my job's a little easier because one of my teammates is also doing his job, then the trickle-down effect, like the Ronald Acuna trickle-down effect is, I don't know how many guys in baseball have a bigger one than he does.
Well, I mean,
because he can do so many different things.
What does it really affect? It definitely affects how you pitch to at least the 9-hole hitter, maybe 8.
Yeah.
Because you can't
really want to get him out.
Right. You can't deal with them. Mm-hmm. It certainly affects if he's on what's behind him as well. I mean, you're talking about a third, maybe more, of the order. He's just even last night where he lets you down a couple times. There were a couple of pitches and Montas was really feeling it early yesterday. Like, he was really challenging Acuna. I do love when Acuna gets bested and he just gives that because he does it a lot now, where it's like partially a respect stare, but partially like, next time,
please throw that again in 3 weeks when I see you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he can still get on base, still cause troubles, even when he struck out. I think he struck out 3 times yesterday.
He did. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts.
And then for Olson to then also pick him up. Again, when the wheels spin, and it goes like this in the rotation, right? Mm-hmm. When one guy rolls into 2 guys, rolls into 3 guys who have pitched into the 7th inning, 2 or less. Same thing with the offense. When Acuna goes, and we saw Austin Riley get going a little bit late in that game.
Yep.
We saw Ozuna has had some key hits
when
in the past couple of games.
When the most important guy is doing the thing that almost no one else can do, everybody else is able to do.
You also just don't rely on other guys.
Right. Then you're not asking Drake Baldwin to be Johnny Bench in his rookie season because, like, well, he's our best hitter, so we got to play him every day. It's like, I get it because that's where they were at that point. Now you have a guy who actually is one of the best hitters in baseball back at the top of your lineup, and he's just tormenting these guys, which is great. Jason Hayward's available. Can I interest anyone in a Jason
minor
Hayward
league deal?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
Yeah.
He just got released by the Padres yesterday. Now, I know he's pre-Anthopoulos, so Anthopoulos doesn't have a history of bringing back guys pre-Anthopoulos. He loves bringing back guys that he brought here.
Well, Kimbrel was pre-Anthopoulos,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
We got one
At one point,
inning.
Jesse Chavez was pre-Anthopoulos.
And then current, and then post, and now he's currently post, and then maybe he'll be...
Who knows? That's...
I just thought Jason Hayward was available. I mean, you know, kick the tires. get him back.
What'd you say he was hitting?
176.
Okay.
Okay. About the same as about the same as Michael Harris over the last 3 weeks. All right. Porzingis is a Hawk. The Hawks made a move last night to go out and trade for Kristaps Porzingis. Look, I mean, to me, I understand the hesitation just around the injuries that he's had, for sure. I get it. And then the sickness that kept him off the court last year. But it's exactly what the Hawks need in terms of position. They also gave up basically nothing
to
get him.
Yeah, let's play on that track for a second. Because while I do understand some of the comments and frustrations about will he be available and all that stuff.
Totally fair. Understood.
But I'm also trying to look at, all right, what's the worst case scenario here? And how big of a setback would it be? What's the real risk here? And I just have a real tough time finding a way in which, the organization is badly hurt by this move.
Here's kind of if I'm thinking about the thing that would be the most frustrating playing out next season is...
He plays 19 games.
That would be frustrating, but that, at the very least, you could just be like, well, we just don't have him. You know what I mean? We don't have him. We're not planning on having him. We're going to come up with game plans and an offense that has no focus on Porzingis at all. The frustrating thing is going to be is what happened to Boston a couple of years ago when he becomes a really key member to their offense, and you're so much better when he plays, and then he just starts becoming unavailable because of nagging injuries. That would be really frustrating, because if you saw a 50-60 game stretch of, oh man,
Ketel Marte.
He's healthy, and he's somebody whispering Ketel Marte into my ear. And it looks awesome when he's out there, and then the injuries pop up, and you've kind of built your identity a little bit around of what he brings to you.
So let me,
and then you're just not as good without.
So let me keep pulling on that yarn then, because right now, as it stands, even if that happens, it's a 1 year thing.
That's right,
and that's my approach to it. Is you're trying this out. If it doesn't work, you're a year down the road, and you're taking a different approach, and you lost almost nothing. We're talking about Georges Niang, Terrence Mann, and whatever 22 turns out to be. I'm just so willing to take that risk, because it's almost no risk. If it doesn't work out next year down the road, you're looking elsewhere. The reward, though, of potentially finding, because we've been sitting here, Bunk, and I've been with you guys for, I don't know, 3 years, whatever it's been. I know you guys have had the same conversation since well before I joined the program. Can we get the right pieces around Trey? The question I have to ask is doesn't it kind of feel, and it feels like you're heading in this direction, that this is at least one of the right type of pieces around Trey? We have to see how it works out on the court. I think we all understand that.
No, I mean,
but on paper,
it's easy to understand how those two guys fit together. I also think it's easy to see how it benefits Risa Shea and Jalen Johnson as well.
And Okongwu, who we talked about, is probably better.
Yeah, Okongwu's role is more clear now to be your backup center, which I think is perfect for him. But I think just in terms of floor spacing the offense, all the different options that it's going to give Porzingis and Trey in the pick and roll, I think Jalen Johnson and Risa Shea are going to really benefit on that too. Again, the key is Porzingis has to be on the floor. The frustrating thing will be if he's on the floor and it looks great and then he's unavailable later in the season. But yeah, I mean, it's a 1 year prospect, and it's a contract year for Porzingis too, so the motivation is there. We'll come back, we'll get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Kind of a twofer. Braves looking to go 3-0 in the series against the Mets thus far. They've won the first two. We'll talk to Grant McCauley about that at 1:20 as well. The NBA draft is tonight. The Hawks have the 13th pick. You might be saying, I thought they had the 13th and the 22nd pick. They did. They included that 22nd pick in the trade to get Kristaps Porzingis last night. So just the 13th pick tonight. Obviously, we'll have you covered on that one. We'll talk about whoever it is that they draft tomorrow on the show. And hopefully it's a guy that, I don't know, you're excited about. 13 is such an interesting spot because there's so many different ways they could go. Like, there might be a player or two that you like that falls there. Like, there's no way Ace Bailey is going to be there at 13. That's insane. Patrick Queen, maybe, is a guy that people probably remember and like from Maryland. They went on their run last year, had that buzzer beater that sent them on in the tournament. Ace and
Patrick Newell. Queen's linebacker. Derek Queen.
Derek Queen also will be there. Patrick Queen plays in the NFL.
Good player.
Derek
Good
Queen.
Player, though.
Yeah. That'd be nice if somehow we could get him over here. And then Asa Newell from Georgia most likely will be there at 13. Maybe they would take him. I really don't know. But
he's in that range.
Yeah,
he's definitely in that range. There. I think it's fascinating
probably
that with the addition of Porzingis, and I know Antsi Salla had kind of addressed it anyway, that like they're just going to take best player available. And you probably have to, for every NBA team, like looking at it, I guess maybe there's one or two teams that like Joel Embiid's our center, we can't take a center type thing. But for the most part, I would just always take best player available in the NBA. You'll figure it out after that. But now you don't have the massive positional need that you very clearly needed to fill.
Yeah.
And it does open that up for them to just take whoever they is top of their board at that time.
You know who else I love, and I know you do too, because he played for the school that you root for. Walter Clayton Jr.
Can't go at 13, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
He's awesome.
I don't understand why he was like,
he's going to be a great. He is going to be
right
in the NBA for the next 10 years and be a positive contributor and to whatever team.
For whatever reason, he's mocked at like 26, 28, 22.
There's been so many guys kind of like him over the last 15 years or so.
Jaime Jaquez.
That people just talk themselves out of. I wasn't thinking Jaime Jaquez. Isn't it like Jalen Brunson? Like,
oh, I don't know if
just he's like team lead. No one thought Brunson was going to be this coming out. He was a second round draft pick.
Right.
But again, I remember leading into that draft, I was like, I don't know, if you can get Brunson at backup point guard, that'd be amazing. Obviously, in hindsight, like that would have been a steal. But it's like there's so many guys that you've just seen them do it in college, like we used to. Like, you watched them play 3-4 years in college, and you knew they were good. You knew what they could do. Obviously, there's limitations, but, like, otherwise they probably would have come out of college earlier. Mm-hmm. But, like, that dude's going to be good. He's going to be a good NBA player. You need a backup point guard. I know that they like Kobe Bufkin, but, like, if
I don't know.
If they took Walter Clayton Jr. at 13, that would be perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, and I only said Jaime Jaquez because that's a guy where I looked at, when I think of Clayton, I kind of think of a similar, I don't know, trajectory is not the right term, but a guy that should probably never be your one or two, but is going to have an impact on winning games.
Yeah.
And that's what Jaquez does. Like, he's not the best player on that team.
Yeah.
He comes in, though, and makes an impact.
They stopped playing him.
Well,
there was rumors.
That's a them thing.
Well, there was rumors about his off-court love interests.
I could see that. South Beach is tough.
Yeah.
But for Clayton, it's just one of those things where, like, again, I don't want to compare him to a guy that just won an NBA title in Alex Caruso, but he feels like a guy, probably more so offensively than what Caruso does.
Yeah.
He just feels like the guy that somehow has an impact. When you were gone, we were talking about Caruso. In 20 minutes, he was +8 one night when he had 2 points and shot 1 of 8. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a ton of assists, a ton of rebounds, but just he's in there impacting things.
No,
and that's how it feels.
And I don't have any problem with taking a guy. Like, I know everyone's always down on, well, he's older. Like, he's not
are we talking about? 18 months difference?
Well, sometimes. Like, some of these guys, like the kid Neek Clifford, that's his last name, right? Neek Clifford from Colorado State. I think he's 22 or something like that. Or actually, he's 20.
Oh, man.
He's 23.
What's he got? A year left in his prime?
Well, I know, but some of these guys are like just 18 and 19. So they think if you're looking at upside and development and all that stuff, I don't know. Is he good now? Like, because that's the thing about the NBA draft these days is the best guys, for the most part, aren't going to be anywhere near contributing to winning for like 2 or 3 years.
Right.
But if you can get a guy who's already ready to come in and help, and he's not going to be a star on your team, but if he can come in and come off the bench and help, like, I would love if they took Neek Clifford out of Colorado State. I think that's a guy who comes in and immediately has a role in the NBA. No, he's never going to be a star.
Right.
But he's going to be a good player. I feel that way about Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina. His main trait is that he's tough. Like, but you know what he is, and that's going to be able to translate. Like, or you're going to sell me on some guy, Behringer from France, who maybe he's going to be really good, or maybe he's not going to develop at all, and he's never going to even play for your team. Like, that's what so much
of
this stuff
picks,
is.
Man.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of those
draft
picks.
But like, the other thing is, like, we've got more guys playing into their mid and late 30s than we ever have. Like the age thing to me is so irrelevant because I'm like, this guy could be 27 and still give you 10 strong years.
Yeah.
It's
true. I don't know. I got no problem taking upperclassmen. I got no problem taking guys that you know exactly what they're going to be. Okay, they're not going to develop. Even though that's what everyone thought about Jalen Brunson, too, by the way. Like, you don't know exactly what any of these guys are going to be. There's so much room for growth for a lot of these guys.
This is part of my concern about the Porzingis trade, is that, like, 6 years from now, whoever was taken 22
right.
becomes a dude, and then we just have to get yelled at for no reason that, like, you traded Porzingis and that didn't work out and you could have had so-and-so.
Could have had Drake Powell.
And I'm just like, all right, man, yeah, I guess. Like, we're going to hold on to that?
What I hope they don't do, though, just because they did address the need of what Porzingis adds, I still think it's okay if you want to take another stretch five. Like, if there's another, like,
if that's a guy that's number one on your board at 13.
Him. Yeah, take
I think Sala made it pretty clear it's just best player available.
It also
I don't think
be,
they yesterday changed that.
I think that'd be great too because likely Porzingis is a 1 year thing. Like even if it goes great, it's probably a 1 year thing.
I'm a little more optimistic that if it works, they'll find a way. But who knows?
I think if it really works, it's going to be expensive. Like I hope that's what happens. I hope it's a hard choice.
Is this
to
the
make.
Part where I tell you it's not my money?
Well, yeah, I know.
It's like
right. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great.
I keep being told that they'll go well, into
we'll,
the nut. Yeah,
we'll get
yeah,
back
know,
into this. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
I get it. What you were just now. You were just now making fun
yeah,
of
just some, in your hey,
that's
ear. That's
not
joke.
Even nice. I'm going to get to that story in a second, though, Abe. So, Braves Mets. Spencer Strider was on the mound last night. He gave up a few runs. So, the Mets players were obviously focused in on Strider's fastballs. But Mets broadcaster Keith Hernandez was focused in on something entirely different.
And folks, check out the legs of Strider. I mean, his legs are unusually large. Look at the thighs. My goodness.
Biggest pitcher's legs since Jonathan Broxton.
They're like big oaks.
Big oaks, man. They don't call him Quadzilla for nothing, or at least a baseball version of it.
He's got some big-ass legs. I mean, I got eyes. I've seen them. They're huge.
Tree trunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball pants are tight. They accentuate some of that kind of stuff. Like, I don't think he's doing anything untoward there. He's talking about the man's legs. They're large. We've all noticed
that. And this
that.
Is from way up in the broadcast booth, too. Maybe he's got binoculars keyed
oh,
in.
Oh, he's not
Strider's
watching
legs.
The game. He's on a monitor. Come on.
Or maybe he saw him in the clubhouse beforehand or something like that. I do wonder, and I'm sure someone's asked him, because I know like Strider's a bit like unconventional in some of his prep, does a lot of yoga and stuff like that. What's the squat regimen? Like how much
for him or yeah, for what, every other regular
him? Like what's he doing? He's got to clearly
sure he works it into his
clearly
his daily
he's
workouts,
focusing
yeah.
on the region. But I just
where power comes from.
I would love to know. Like
I bet we can find
the Strider
out.
Workout.
I'll take a look.
Get in the backyard with some kettlebells and see how far we can get into it.
So, Andy, I know you said that you were probably over it because you think it's staged. I just hope that every Mets fan feels this way.
Moron! Oh. Moron! You are a moron! Look at him! This guy has no clue! He doesn't want to win! He does not want to win! He had this game in his hand!
I just hope every Mets fan feels a little bitty piece of that. Just a little bit.
Yeah, no, I do. I do too. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, diversify. Have a different
guy that screams
a different
that the
bit.
Mets are going to lose every game they play?
A different bit. Now, I like that when the Braves win that he feels mad about it. That's the guy. He's Frank the Tank. That's his name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think that because he's associated with Barstool, right?
Yes.
And that company makes a lot of money.
Lots of money.
And so
great spot in Nashville.
Every time he does that, he probably makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or it's a part of the contract that he has with them to do that sort of theatrical behavior. So, like, is he really that mad? You know?
I think part
he's probably
of it
making more money than us.
And he only rants when the Mets lose to the Braves. Like,
right.
It's not other...
No, I know. He's found his perfect bit.
It's a show. It's not even real. Like, if you go and look at him right as the clip ends, the full-length clip, and he starts to get that smirk going right as the camera cuts, you're like, that was a good rant.
I'm just saying. He's making a pretty penny off of it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
Should I start doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Andy, earlier you did indeed hear somebody whisper Ketel Marte's name in your ear. That was Torey Lovullo. So, Tuesday night, and, you know, look, I get it. There's probably a little bit of alcohol-induced chattering going on by fans, but come on, man. There are lines.
Oh, yeah. I heard this
Tuesday
story.
Night, some idiot fan yells out to Ketel Marte about his mom. Ketel Marte's mom passed away in 2017 from a car accident. Ketel Marte got a little broke up about it. They ejected the fan.
The fan clearly knew
Tuesday
that
night. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Coming across this morning, that fan has been banned.
Good.
From First Rate Field or wherever it is that Arizona plays their games, as he should be.
Yeah. Good. I mean, that's going to be what teams have to do in order to stem some of the fan behavior. Because, like, I mean, it just feels like, and I think alcohol maybe has something to do with it, but people have been getting drunk at stadiums for a long time. I think gambling has a lot to do with it. I think people are losing money on these guys, and then they feel like they have some sort of right to say some stuff to them that they just don't have the right to. And, yeah, I mean, ban them, sure. But like, that's not enough either. Like, Ketel Marte should be allowed to kick him right in the junk.
Or
something.
Yeah. Punch him with a boxing glove on.
Something.
Punch him. He's a baseball player. Let him throw a fastball at him.
Yeah, throw it right at his solar plexus. You know? Something that will bring him physical pain.
So speaking of Ketel Marte is currently number one in the all-star vote for National League second baseman, as he deserves to be. Look, you got 24 hours to vote for Ronnie. 24 hours. Get it in there. He may have already gotten these 200,000 votes that he needed, but we don't have a way of seeing it in real time.
Let's make sure.
Go out there and
stuff
vote.
Stuff the ballot
box. It costs you nothing. You can vote five times a day, people.
Yeah.
So by the way, he did it again last night while we were watching the Braves game. It's just like a ball gets hit. I'm like, he's scoring from first on that.
Yeah.
Like, it just,
yeah.
That's some of my most enjoyable moments where I'm just like, he's going to score from first on this.
And that one wasn't even close. Like, he was coasting the last 40 feet.
Yeah, there was no throw.
There wasn't even close.
He didn't have to run through the stop sign.
I love that. I also love now that he's back out there in right field, how many fewer guys think they're going from second to home on sharply hit balls to right field. Like, you're not testing his arm. Well, what's the point?
And honestly, Michael Harris showcased one. I thought a guy was going to go and Harris was going to have a play. They didn't even test Harris either.
I think it was Beatty. He held him at third base early in the game. Yeah, it's great to have those guys out there for sure.
So back to the Diamondbacks and kicking out fans, what I was going to say is, you know, you can do this because you're going to sell out anyway, and that's for teams that are good. Maybe you can take rude fan guys and go put them over at Marlins Park. Because they're the ones that actually really need fans. So the Marlins got swept by the Rockies at home last week.
Oh.
Total attendance for the entire series, 19,768. It is being said that the Marlins actually lost money by having to staff the ballpark and only have 19,000 fans show up for a three-game series. That's the total for a three-game series. Their ballpark holds 40,000 people.
Wow.
That's just nuts. Seen as how when the WBC comes there next summer or next spring,
sold out.
Going to be sold out every day.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. That's sad. To be losing money in modern professional sports.
Modern professional sports. You know, any team, any major sports.
Now, they probably made money on the TV deal or whatever, and they'll make money on revenue sharing and stuff like that.
Possibly, but staffing the ballpark, they didn't sell enough.
On a dollar spent, dollar earned type of comparison.
Sell the team. Sell the team to somebody who's willing to spend some money on the roster. Every team should do that. Pirates, A's, I know he got what he wanted, but he shouldn't be allowed to. Reds, all these teams. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us in about half an hour. Grant McCauley, that is, to talk some Atlanta Braves. So be sure to stick around for that. And get your AMA questions ready as well. We'll wrap the show up with an AMA as we always do. Final hour next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.